This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Please welcome to the show, Danny Sellers. Woo. Danny, you're one of HeadGum's newest hires. God, Amir is absolutely downing. He's double fisting cold brews with milk in
it. Did you start the show? Because it seemed like we're at the 4 minute mark. You're like, let's introduce. Like, that was the first thing you said. It's not like, hey, welcome to the show. We got this, we got that. Oh, and welcome to the show. It was straight into that.
And also, like, you normally have some weird song that you play that none of us really know what it's going to be for the first 25 seconds, and then we kind of get into it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I'm just happy to be here.
All right, yeah.
I thought we were starting with the ACAD diet.
No, it's GOCAD. So there's a diet called GOMAD, which is a gallon of milk a day when you're trying to gain weight. Danny gets it. He was a college athlete. When you're trying to like put on mass, me and him are like 6'3", 180-ish right now.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to slim down. So I'm on the GOCAD diet, a gallon of cold brew a day.
Getting rid of water weight.
Yeah, exactly. So right now I weigh 112 bone dry and I'm down to 5'9".
You have to die.
Yeah. You still have to say bone dry.
First of all, you're 6 foot. You're not 5'9". So
thank
your
you
BMI
for
is...
That. Yeah. I'm actually 5'11", but I'll take 6 feet because I'm wearing a hat and headphones.
Yeah, well, you're also wearing a white hat backwards with like the excess, like, you know, adjustable
hair.
Band.
Oh, yeah.
Not going back into the hat. So it's going directly off your head to the left.
Yeah, which adds like an inch
of height.
No, Amir's tipping his head to the side.
Talk to Danny. He's new here. I'm already mad at you. Like, we don't have to get into it.
Danny, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do at the network. Let people know who Danny Sellers is in a nutshell.
Let me put my work voice back on. My name is Danny. I am
nice.
Yeah, that's my name. I'm the podcast partnership manager at, I guess, Gumball HeadGum. So I talk to podcasters like yourselves every single day to join our network of advertisers and shows.
Oh, yeah.
And
you've been at in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How?
No, I didn't know that. I swear to God.
You know where everyone lives down to the street, and you didn't know that Danny lives in Chicago, the city.
I mean, he's in Pilsen.
No, I'm not. That's a very random small neighborhood.
He lives in Talia Hall, actually.
Yeah. How long have you been working the network? I forget how long it's been. Like a month and a half, 2 months?
A month and a half. Strong nice. Month and a half.
How has it been so far? Highs, lows, and everything in between.
It's been great. You know, I'm by myself all day. That's great for my mental health. No, the job's cool, man. You know, I get to talk to other creators every day and have cool bosses, which is pretty tight. You don't always get that when you go to work. So that's cool. My dog likes it here as well. He's pretty active in everything that I do every day.
So. Awesome. And you said you might move to LA when we open the LA office.
Yeah. Once the world's back.
That'd be huge.
Normalish.
If you like Pilsen, you would love
her. He doesn't like Pilsen. He didn't say that he likes Pilsen. He said that was a random small neighborhood.
Yeah. I've only been there a few times.
Okay. I'm just wondering if maybe you would like be a Mission Junction guy.
Where the hell is that?
I feel like you're trying to just drop random neighborhoods that I should know about.
No, Mission Junction is basically a train stop for freight trains bringing in goods from the Northeast. Marika?
Yeah, man. What?
Going to you.
For what?
How's this week been for you guys? Has it been obviously anxious, stressful? How are you feeling? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, obviously all those things.
Wax election. Let's wax
very,
election.
Very little sleep.
Yeah.
High stress. Some good highs, some lows, I'd say, over the week.
Well, we should say that we're recording this on Friday, November 6th, and it looks like Biden's pulling ahead in basically every state other than Alaska and North Carolina. So things are looking good, right?
Everything's trending towards Joe, but the TV networks are taking their sweet arse time to call it.
Everything's trending sleepy.
Nice.
Shout out to John King, the goat, the boy
yeah.
goat.
Yeah, let's talk about our favorite map. Correspondence. So there's John Key. There's Kornacki who's stealing the internet's heart. Yeah. I'm going to go third party.
Hot.
My goat, the late night CNN analyst, Phil Mattingly.
Who?
Yeah. This guy looks like a young Christian Bale, and he is in charge of shit over there. He's clicking, he's expanding, he's showing us 2016 results.
Maricopa.
So you can have your king, you can have your Kornacki. I'm going Mattingly 2028.
Bold. You want him to run for the president?
No, I want him to call me at 8:28 tonight, army time.
Because
he hasn't returned any of my DMs. I'm stalking his ass on social.
He hasn't gotten to sleep this whole week. Why would he answer your DMs?
That has been the hardest part of the election week, is finding out what time to go to sleep. Because there's always like a little bit of like more knowledge coming around. And you're always like, okay, I'm going to stay up till this Maricopa dump of data. Or I'm going to stay until this next little chunk of Wisconsin ballots gets counted. And then it's before you know it, it's 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, now I got to check. But it's only been 5 hours and now I'm fully awake again.
It's really stressful.
Sludge. Absolute coffee sludge from a vase.
This is Drano.
Bleach.
Finally, finally taking president's advice.
Amir, every time I see any bit of election commentary for you on Twitter, I laugh really hard solely because of your Twitter icon. Just like an emoji and typing in all caps late at night is too much. It's a real vibe.
I'm going slowly insane, but I think we all are.
Last week on this show, we had Marty on and we all made our election predictions, not who would win, but would we know by now? And it is
and
1 p.m.
The
Pacific.
Only one that was right.
Marika's the only one who was right. We do not know. We might know soon, but we don't know at the time of recording, or at least that the episode came out. We still don't know. I am heavily, I don't know if you know this about me, Danny, I'm a Joe Jorgensen guy. So
I phone banked. You and 1,000 other people in the whole country.
I phone banked to get Jorgensen people on board.
Really?
I also phone banked for that dead Republican who took office in North Dakota, and we fucking made it.
How many people were phone? It was like you and her aunt. Like, how many people were phone banking for that? Calls per vote.
You know how when you're hosting a Zoom meeting and you start the meeting and no one's in yet, and you're just staring at yourself. Mm-hmm. So it was that, and then I would just kind of type in a random number and be like, "Have you heard of Joe?" And they're like, "Joe Biden." I'm like, "Jorgensen, actually."
The other white sleepy Joe.
Anyway, this brings us to our first segment. Subjective trivia, Chicago edition.
So you did know because you planned this.
It's a fortunate coincidence. I didn't know that Danny was from Chicago. I just was wondering if we could play a game about Chicago.
From Pilsen, actually.
All right. I'm going to hit you guys with a couple of trivia questions. You guys all get a chance to answer. This is for cash. This is for actual money. $20 to every person who gets an answer right. Venmo'd at the end of the game. No holds barred. No questions asked. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of Chicago's tallest tower?
Sears? Or is it the new? It's a new name of it.
There's a new name.
Willis? Willits?
Yeah.
Willits Danny was wrong. Willis Tower? Is that your final answer?
It sounds like it, but it might be Willits with a T-S. I've only heard people say it.
Wrong.
Oh, wait, this
Marika?
Is subjective trivia. So,
yeah, it's a real toss-up as to what it could be. I'll just say Sears because I have no idea what you're going to do.
Wrong. Mm. The correct answer is Danny's Ivory Tower. Why don't you come downstairs?
The laugh.
Come downstairs and meet us at the ground floor, man.
Sorry, what's the actual answer?
That's the actual answer. I don't know what you want me to say for this game.
I'll look it up later.
Next question. What is Chicago's main waterside attraction?
Waterside attraction?
Lakeside.
Navy Pier?
Wrong.
We should say that Marika also went to school in Chicago, so she lived there for 4 years herself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's helpful for the game.
Turns out it is Willis Tower, not Willits Tower.
Chicago's main lakeside attraction.
Danny's...
The site of George Lucas's wedding.
Wrong.
Danny's Ivory Tower?
Wrong. The correct answer is sand.
You can tell he wanted to say that was right, though. Sand? You can tell.
Sand, yeah.
Attraction. Why is that an attraction?
Because I don't know if you know this about the city of Chicago, Marika. They have the best beaches in the Midwest. All right? I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Even if you go to Cadell Edgewater Beach, overlooking downtown Cleveland, it's still a brown, muddy water. But Lake Michigan is almost as clear as Turks and Caicos in terms of water quality. And they have actual beaches. All right, here we go. This suburb is home to the popular band Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Incorrect.
Naperville.
Incorrect.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're not from Chicago. So
Marika's exactly right. They're from Agoura Hills, California.
Nice.
$20 to the woman in Forest.
There's some mostly white male band that's from the suburbs of Chicago.
Fall Out Boy?
Is that it?
I think so. All right. This one should be a gimme for Danny. What is the best neighborhood in Chicago?
Oh, God. Pilsen?
Correct! $20 to the man in black and blue.
Have you been to Pilsen before?
That's one of the only neighborhoods I've ever been to in Chicago.
Before we did our live show last year.
Oh, yeah, Taya Hall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What is your favorite part of living in Chicago?
This is just, are you interviewing me or is this still the part of the game?
It's for everybody.
The answer is Danny's favorite part or your favorite part?
Take it as you will. Answer it as you will. You might get it right either way.
The food.
I'm afraid
My apartment was really big and I had a nice big bedroom, which I don't anymore living in New York. So I have no idea what that sound means. It's just Mario.
Marika's out of the game.
What?
That answer was so wrong, she has to skip the next question.
The answer of I liked the size of my bedroom was so wrong, she died in
Danny,
the game.
What is your favorite part of living in Chicago?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of cool, decent parts. I would say the weather.
The correct answer is the Bears.
Awful.
That was my second choice.
All right. Remember, this one is only for Amir and Danny. Is Revolution Brewing the best beer in Chicago?
No.
Correct. $20 to Mr. Sellers.
What is the best brewing in Chicago?
Affluence.
I like Half Acre.
If I'm drinking slightly before I go on stage, a nice little old style.
Oh, hell yeah.
But if I got paid today and I'm going to the grocery store, a couple different Goose Island IPAs.
All right.
Do it for your boy.
All right. In what town, and don't overthink this one, Danny, in what town does the buck stop?
Sorry.
I can't answer this, right?
This is the one
I'm still out.
You're still out.
Is it here or is it the town here?
Can't give you any hints.
Pilsen.
I can't answer.
It's gotta be Pilsen.
I'm so confused. Is this literal?
In what town does the buck stop?
Bucktown.
The correct answer is Ravenswood Manor.
You barely knew that. And you were reading it.
The buck? What is the buck?
You know, it's like when people are like, oh, the buck stops here. Like, all roads led to this.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to skip a couple of these because we're running late. What
running late?
Are we?
It's like 12 Marika, minutes into the episode.
You're back. Which avenue is the most Michigan?
State Street.
It's got to be Michigan Ave. How can it not be?
Halsted.
Correct. $20 to Mr. Sellers again.
Sorry, you're gonna
Danny's
just demo
got $60
after this. Or
I owe Danny $60. Marika has $20. Amir, you owe me cash. You owe me $80. Is it better to live closer to downtown or
I don't know, maybe further down the blue line.
Which way down the blue line?
Up north.
So towards the airport?
Sure.
Towards O'Hare?
Towards O'Hare.
Maybe further down. I mean, there's two different...
Correct! Danny's cleaning house! $80!
No, that? Answer that. Why is that better?
I don't know. You're away from the hustle and bustle. It's a little quieter. You're closer to O'Hare if you need to go anywhere.
More three-bed, two-bathroom homes.
All right. Where does it... This one should be a gimme for Amir. Maybe you might get on the board with this one, man. Where does it really go down?
In the DM?
I'm sorry, man. You're out for the next round. You can't answer the next question.
Fine.
Where does it go down? I don't know. I mean, the DM is probably a very popular place where it goes down.
Where the Bulls play. Wherever that
is. The United Center?
Sure.
The correct answer is the Hop Leaf on Clark Street.
Did you just Google a bunch of random buildings?
What was that?
And trains?
What was that, dude?
We have two more questions. These are double or nothing. So these are both worth $40 each if you get the right one. What is the best restaurant in Chicago?
Chicago Pizza and Grinder Company.
Incorrect. Danny?
I will say right now, as of today, I love this little spot called Mixteco.
Correct!
That's not correct.
Are you sure that's a real thing?
$140 to the man in black.
Are you sure that I didn't make that up?
Yeah, Danny was making it up just to fool you, to sort of out you as a fraudulent host.
No, it's a real spot, but there's no way you know it. You know that. But I'll take the money.
You only know Pilsen.
All right, this is our final answer. This is our final question. Amir, you can answer this one. What is Danny's favorite Chicago memory?
Talked about this a lot, Amir. Please.
Favorite Chicago memory was proposing to his now wife.
Incorrect. It's almost more specific.
Almost more specific than an actual thing that happened. I can't wait to hear.
His wedding. Really? You're gonna kill me at the end of the game?
You're gone. Danny?
It was when all the dishes were already done yesterday.
I forgot to mention that the last question does, if you get it wrong, you don't get any cash.
Oh, that was the whammy.
The correct answer is when Danny bought his Infinity G35 from Berman's Infinity of Goose Island.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
What?
Good times, though. Good times, right?
You forgot about your car?
All right. Well, this has been Subjective Trivia, Chicago Edition.
This has been. It really has.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say your aunt?
And dare you say my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Uh-oh. Headlines in from this week. Sorry, I introduced this the wrong way. This is our next segment. It is, it's a game called News Headline from This Week. Or subject line of an email from my dad. So, guys, I'm going to hit you with a sentence or a subject headline, and you have to tell me whether it came from a credible news source this week or if it's a subject line from an email that my dad sent me.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Up first, up in Pennsylvania and Nevada, Biden edges closer to victory.
Got to be a headline.
Correct. Second one, don't come home for Thanksgiving.
Headline.
My dad sent me that.
As in he was replying?
Regarding, or? Yeah.
Like, Dad, can I come home for Thanksgiving, please?
So it was a follow-up. The original one he sent was, don't come home, and then he had something else to say.
I said, but what about the importance of family that you're always stressing? And he said, we'll talk about it when you come home for Christmas, if you even make it that far.
I mean, well, at least you're invited.
Pennsylvania GOP asks Supreme Court to stop Pennsylvania from counting votes received after November 3rd.
Probably from your father.
That's it. That's absolutely CNN. All right, next one. No, you can't borrow 10 grand to start a prawn shop.
Imagine, I see it as like a sponsored link below a news article on CNN, and then you have to like click through to find out, and it's just this like listicle from a website that serves Google ads for cash. But I'll go. I didn't finish dad's email. Christ.
Correct. Yeah, so I needed like that seed money to start a prawn shop.
What are prawns? Like,
it's like a pawn shop, but it's mostly shrimp memorabilia.
Oh, that's tight.
Biden's gonna win. Bye-bye, loser.
Dad.
Yeah, so.
In this scenario, are you leaving or is he leaving?
I think
you?
If you read the body of the email, the idea is that he's so excited that Biden's winning that he doesn't even need me as a son anymore.
Does your dad really email you, bro?
He never. Yeah, he only emails me.
He just do a quick little text like, what's up?
He says he only texts people that he respects.
Super All right. Professional.
Is this the end of the manicure as we know it?
I hope it's CNN.
It's New York Times, but I'll still give it to you. Your birthday is nothing to me.
I mean, I hope that's the news, but I assume it's your dad.
Correct. Sorry, I'm like on the verge of tears now.
yeah.
Baby, it's cold outside.
News?
Correct. Son, you'll sleep outside.
Obviously, dad.
Correct. Condo or co-op? A young family discovers the difference.
CNN.
Correct.
I didn't say anything.
Shed or truck bed? Pick one to sleep in.
Dad.
Correct. You guys are good at this one. What to read right now?
I kind of want it to be dad.
That one's news. All right. How to read right now.
Weird for your dad to email you that.
Yes, my dad emailed me that.
Big Wait, bang. What did that email say?
That one said...
Subject line, how to read right now.
That one said, you probably can't even decipher what I'm telling you right now, so I'm going to tell you how I really feel. You're a disappointment to me and my family. I'm an immigrant, and I wanted you to have a better life than I have. Not only did you have the opportunities to do so, but you squandered them. Don't come home for Thanksgiving.
That's, and the subject line again was?
How to read right now.
Got it.
All right, Big Bang Theory's Kaylee Cuoco hasn't had a normal quarantine.
News.
Correct. All right, forward. Big Bang Theory's Kaylee Cuoco hasn't had a normal quarantine.
Very cool, Dad.
Correct. This has been news headline from this week, or subject line of an email from my dad.
Are you okay, dude?
I mean, I'm fine. It's just like my insurance doesn't cover therapy.
Yeah.
Amir, tell me more about this GoCat diet.
Yeah, you just drink a gallon of coffee a day.
And it keeps the bad feelings at bay.
Nothing. Does not keep the demons at bay.
All right. Well, I didn't want to end this episode without trying to ease your guys' election anxiety as well as the listeners. Now, of course, by next Friday, will we have an idea of who's president? Of course. But we know that Trump is going to drag it out, take it to the courts. We're going to figure it out. We'll see what happens. So there will be probably some underlying anxiety probably for the next month, right? You guys just kind of express how you're feeling. It doesn't have to be related to the election, just any anxieties or things that are on your mind. And I will give you something to make you feel better.
I guess I'm worried that the Supreme Court will side with Donald because he put them there one by one.
Ah, but did you know that a group of flamingos is called a flamboyans?
Nice.
Feel better?
Did that make you feel better in there?
the high has already worn off. Now I'm like back to worried about the other thing.
Okay.
I'm worried that COVID numbers are going to continue to rise through the winter and things are going to get really bad.
Okay. Well, riddle me this. Penguins only have one mate for their entire life and propose by giving their mate a pebble.
Pebble.
I actually knew that already.
Cut
so.
To penguins being like, look at this rock, girl.
But it's going to be so cold and people will suffer seasonal depression and they won't be able to leave, yeah. Eat outside, see their friends as the numbers, which are already at an all-time high, soar to unprecedented levels. But yeah. I guess it's cool to think about a penguin.
Yeah, maybe if I watch like Happy Feet, it'll make me feel better for 2 hours or something.
Clitoris has 8,000 nerve endings, double that of the head of the penis, and it's the only organ on the body which has evolved purely for pleasure.
You don't have to, you know, to say that one.
This is just a list that I found of happy facts. Amir, you look tired. Is the GoCad diet not working?
I think I need to, because this is only a quart, so I need four of those.
Do you eat at all during this?
I'll eat the like, there's ground beans at the bottom, so I'll have those. And then there's, the like, beans. Ice, prawns. Yeah, prawns more than anything. But I'm sort of, I'm trying to stick to that. This,
you said ice and then changed it to prawns?
Yeah, well, there's prawns in between. I'll eat a shrimp in between every quarter gallon.
So you wash fish down, shellfish down.
Does a quart stand for quarter gallon?
Yes.
So four quarts and a gallon? Cups.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Then we agree.
Then we agree. And did you know that a group of kittens is called a Kindle?
I did.
Is that really? Are these true? I don't know what's real on
these
this.
These are all real. These are all real.
Yeah, but Danny, that's correct.
But you're right to not believe anything. Yeah.
I feel like the energy started way better than it is now, and I can't figure out where it went bad.
That's every episode. Yeah, every episode with you starts off. People are cautiously pessimistic, and then it gets worse as their worst fears are realized.
How are you feeling, Jeff? As outside of the dad stuff, what are your general anxieties?
I fear that Joe Jorgensen will not run again. I'm worried
she
that
won't.
She'll be well. Not of
Joe
course.
How many votes did she get?
You want total?
Yes. There's no way she had more than like 100,000 votes nationwide.
Who's the GOAT independent person to ever run? Like, who's like the person they look up to? Like, I'll be able to get up to them.
Yeah, like, has a third party guy ever won a state? Didn't like Ralph Nader win Minnesota or something crazy like
Jorgensen
that?
Has 1.6 million votes, and that sounds like a lot.
Wow.
So
it does.
I wouldn't discount Jorg.
Yeah, that's more than I thought. How many did Kanye get?
Nine.
9 million? Or
that's not
I guess
true,
let's
though.
See if Kanye did better.
I hope not.
60,000.
Yeah, it's a lot. More people voted for Joe Jorgensen than live in like five states.
Which is proof enough that she should be the fucking winner, man. Did you guys know that somewhere, somehow, someone is losing their virginity as we speak?
That's one of the happy facts.
What website are you on?
I switched between a couple of them. These last ones skewed blue.
Yeah, these last ones are just Pornhub captions.
CNN toggling back and forth.
Holy shit. Yeah, Amir, is that a guitar behind you?
No.
No, I think you wrote lyrics to the Go-Cat diet.
Lyrics to the Go-Cat? Lyrics to a diet? Like in the diet is a song?
What about Go-Cat to the tune of Landslide?
So last week.
A parrot, like a song parody?
I took my coffee and I shoved it down.
Nice.
Keep going. Took that bean juice and I shoved it around.
Okay.
And I saw quarter gallons of that hot sludge.
Yeah, amen.
And the landslide filled my glass.
You made him leave.
He keeps leaving so early. And then people get mad at me online for why the episodes are only like 35 minutes.
You really move them along. You move along the segments.
This one was one. See, this just goes to show, I thought our Halloween spooktacular was really bad because I didn't have any time to prepare. And people really liked that episode. And then this one, I put like 2 hours into this shit. And
fake Chicago stats.
Like I said last time, all of your segments are just jokes that you've written that we have to either say out loud or rate in some way. Yeah.
Why don't you host the next episode, Marika?
I'm not a host type figure.
You're the co-host of the show.
I like to chime in and I like to razz. And those are my main, what I do best, I think.
To poke fun at.
Yeah.
Danny, you'd never heard this show before.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan. Yeah.
So you have heard it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
I mean, of course you've heard it. Yeah, this is a really popular show.
Yeah.
I followed it from its inception. Yeah, bro.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to know that you knew what we were going into.
It's a super pop. I mean, probably one of the reasons why I work here. This is huge.
Okay. So you're being facetious. See, you're doing it right now. That's razzing.
No, I'm not. I'm being honest with you.
I don't think so. You haven't blinked this whole time. Your smile is too white for me to trust you.
That's just because I'm black and it just looks like that. But I promise you it's...
My teeth blend into my cheeks because I haven't brushed since I was 7.
I don't believe that either.
Good, dude.
Oh, well, do you guys have anything to plug?
Oh, my God.
Danny, you want to plug your social media, any of your art, your anything? Any projects coming up?
Well, because of COVID, I can't do stand-up anymore, so follow me, I guess, on social media, at Follow Sellers across the board. I still have a day job here, so follow them, too. If you're listening, you already follow them, so. And you typically do plugs. It's like different from your job, so I guess you can just give an extra follow to HeadGum.
That's fair. Are you on TikTok?
For a hot second. I had some fire dog videos with my dog Jamal, my French bulldog. But I just decided it wasn't in my best interest to keep going.
That's fair.
As a grown man.
Did they go viral?
No, I mean, it probably a couple that had 1,000 or 2, but TikTok is stressful. Like watching TikTok.
Yeah.
I only recently like finally got into the groove of watching it regularly and like scrolling aimlessly. But it's still like my For You page or whatever still isn't giving me the content that I want to see. It's a lot of dance videos I don't care about.
Well, you scroll down. Every time you scroll, it's another thing, and it starts with someone just like screaming. Like it doesn't give you any warning. It's like little BTS videos and stand-up clips and like dogs barking. All these fucking emojis.
It's the most addictive social media platform I've ever been a part of.
Are you a part of it?
All right, poor addiction. No, like that I've been on, because you like Instagram, you scroll and like people post dumb shit, you know what I mean? And I mean, obviously there's exceptions, obviously, but with TikTok it's like there's no white space. It goes immediately into the next
stressful
video.
Yeah,
it is stressful.
And I really don't like that I can't like scroll through a video.
Oh, scrub.
Yeah,
you gotta
it pisses me off a lot because some of them are just too long.
That's true. I'm trying to get that creator fund cash, Danny. So like, I want to get to 10,000 followers so that I can make money off of it.
Oh, you have to monetize. You get to monetize after a certain amount of followers.
I think after 10,000, you can get a couple cents per 1,000 views, and then once you get to like 50 or 100,000, you start making that real money, that brand
so
deal cash.
Slavery. Got it.
Hey, small price to pay for brand recognition. Stress. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say stress for sure.
TikTok's
how many TikToks have you made?
How many have I made?
Yeah.
I think like six.
Yeah. I feel like you got to be doing this constantly to get those numbers up, and then you'll get the cash.
I'll post one today. But, what about that?
Yeah. Sure.
Good election one or something, or like with Chicago, random bad Chicago facts. That might be fun.
This show just becomes a 30-second TikTok. That's its final
might as
form.
Well be tighter and better, probably.
Yeah, of course. Well,
thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of the HeadGum Podcast. You can find Marika on all platforms at Marika Alon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you can follow Danny Sellers, as he said, at Follow Danny Sellers. You can follow me on Instagram at I Am Jeffrey James and on TikTok at I Am Jeffrey James, as well as on Twitter at Don't Play No James.
Just follow Sellers.
Just follow Sellers.
Yeah, no Danny.
Not at Follow Sellers.
No, just at Follow, then my last Sellers. Name, Sellers.
Cool. I'll edit it out to make it sound like I did it perfectly. At Follow Sellers.
Let's be authentic.
If it was authentic, no one would listen to this show. We'll catch you guys again next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.